We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, getting an update here from Kansas State University, VP of Communications and Marketing, Jeff Morris, as K-State begins classes in person on Monday. The semester begins, and some, of course, there will be some classes online and kind of a 50, I don't know if it's 50-50, but it's pretty close to, you know, probably some students going online, some going in person, and I know a lot of people are really looking forward to getting back to some more normalcy here after not having classes for several months now. But one thing that's going to be changing here pretty soon is that there will be no access to the natatorium this fall, and that's going to eventually close altogether, it sounds like.
Yeah, as we looked at this, the natatorium was open when I was a freshman at K-State. And like myself, it has aged over the years and is really starting to approach the end of its useful life. So there's two issues. The short-term issue for the fall is because the ventilation in there is not adequate. We did our ventilation checks, as I mentioned before, that the ventilation is just not adequate to allow people to be in there and swimming and doing those types of things. So that's a short-term fix for the semester. We'll look at the spring semester as we see what happens with the pandemic as we move closer to spring. But when it does reopen, the eventual plan is that within 3 years, we'll probably need to close it due to the financial cost of maintaining the facility and the fact that there's a tremendous backlog of work that needs to be done to bring it up to standards. And when we've done some analysis in the past few years, and the risk reward is really, we're much better off closing the facility and hopefully working with some other people to see if we can't find another solution within the community. Because one of the things about the natatorium is it's not just K-State. A lot of people use it because they have memberships with the rec center and they go over there. But we also use University for Man has typically held scuba classes there. The Manhattan High School swim team uses the facility, and the Manhattan Marlins local swim club uses the facility also. So we understand that that's going to cause some changes in plans this fall, but we just really aren't in a position where we could open the facility and be safe this fall.
All right. Well, yeah, and that's, I know it's disappointing. And this is probably something that's been looked at even pre-COVID, isn't that right?
Yes, we've been in discussions, and I know when we had the Region Reimagined discussions with the City of Manhattan and the Chamber in the past few years, this was one of the things that we brought up, talking about the need for an indoor pool in the community, we have one in Wamego and they have one in Junction City. So I think that has come up, and those discussions will occur. I think what we're hopeful is that this announcement will prompt us to have ongoing discussions with the various people in the community that have an interest in this, so that we can help hopefully come up with a solution moving forward and a long-term solution. Because the short-term solution of just trying to fix the thing and keep it going is not going to be successful longer-term.
Well, you know, and obviously there's going to be a lot of cost associated with a lot of things here, not just that, but, you know, this pandemic has caused some shortfalls, I know, for a lot of entities, including universities. And we were talking during the break, I know there's a Board of Regents meeting this morning, talking a little bit about some CARES Act funding that K-State's set to receive.
Yeah, we're expecting some decisions today, even from the Kansas Board of Regents. I know they were having me to talk about some of those distributions. There's also some county funds, I think, that are under discussion to see what we can get. At this point, we've had some money that we used for some student assistance and some other stuff earlier in the summer, and we're anxious to see where we're going to wind up from a financial situation. It is going to be it has been a very traumatic financial situation for the university, just to be candid. I think overall we've estimated that between this year and last year, it's going to be close to $90 million that we're needing to make up. So the money that we would get from our federal partners would be very, very welcomed to help us keep people employed and to keep the university running and delivering the quality education that our students deserve.
And let's just say for a minute, if students are having any difficulty here financially during the semester, there is help for them, right?
Yes, we have some grant programs that we've had for students that are having some specific financial difficulties, and we're urging them to contact our office for student life. But there is money available, and a lot of our donors stepped up. Some very generous people, K-State people, stepped up this summer to help create some funds to help our students with stuff. And we anticipate that people will have some of those struggles too, because we also know that a lot of people's families are dealing with uncertain employment situations. There's a lot of angst in just throughout the state and throughout where we pull our students from in terms of what the financial future is going to look like. So, you know, at this time we feel like we've got a pretty good handle on it. We were very conservative in our projections for fall enrollment, and estimated what estimated future aid from other sources. So, you know, we've been trying to be very planful and considerate as we move ahead, because we know that the impact of this is not just going to be this year. It's going to be for a couple of years before all this gets worked out.
Yeah, no question about it. Jeff Morris again joining us here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. He is the VP of Communications and Marketing. And, I imagine K-State won't be alone in this. There will probably be several universities that see dips in enrollment this fall. And just because it's people are in a lot of financial hardships right now. How do you overcome that here going forward?
Well, I think one of the things that we're considering is we really have to look. A silver lining of COVID is that it's really forced us to take a hard look at how we deliver education and learning and how we interact with our students, and then how do we price what we have going forward. So one of the things that we've got to do is we've got a commitment to be as affordable, to remain as affordable as we can. We've reduced our fees. We've held tuition flat for 2 years in a row. I think that's part of the equation. I think the other is an understanding that the future is probably going to be a mix of in-person and online learning more so than in the past. And we've proven that we can do that. In my opinion, we've proven we can do it very well. Our faculty have been tremendous in how they've responded to the challenges of this epidemic. So I think the experience and looking at how you structure yourself to really serve those different audiences is becoming more important to us. So as we look ahead, we say, yeah, we're continuing to launch our strategic enrollment management program. We're not taking our foot off the gas with our marketing, because we think K-State has an excellent value proposition, and we're continuing to reach to out-of-state students, and so there's going to be a dip because of the pandemic. But pre-pandemic, we were seeing very positive signs in our efforts, and I think as we move through this year, we're going to continue to work at that and see what we can do to ensure our future as a great university.
All right. Well, just got a couple minutes left here. You know, there was the big news of the week really has been sports. Honestly, and it sounds, I think a lot of people are encouraged here to know that there will be at least some fall sports in some capacity here in the Big 12. K-State football, volleyball, sounds like it's going to happen here in the fall. Of course, things can change very quickly, but how encouraging is it to know that the student-athletes, well, it sounds like we'll get to play this fall?
Well, and women's soccer is in there too, so we're pretty excited. I think the students really, really want to get back to competition, because that's really what they work so hard for that. We've had in-depth consultations with the conference, with the medical people, and really working hard to make sure that we've got the protocols in place. It's anybody's guess as to how things will go based on what the pandemic does, because as President Myers is fond of saying, the virus gets a vote. But we feel like we're doing everything we can to help prepare that experience and provide the right safe environment for our student athletes, because it's also an important part of the college experience. And it's important to our alumni. It's important to our supporters. So we're hopeful, and we're being very planful, and we're being very optimistic. So that's kind of how we're looking at it right now.
All right. Hopefully you can hear the marching band some more. I know very early on in the pandemic, they did that really cool video where they're all kind of socially distanced and did the, what was it, the Wabash Cannonball, I believe. Like to hear more from that. Maybe we can encourage them to do more of that.
Well, I can tell you, Frank Trace is a man of many surprises, and he can get those band members to do things that are just phenomenal. So I'm pretty sure that Frank will have a couple tricks up his sleeve this semester for us.
All right. I think I've sparked Dave Lewis here. He's just threw on his headphones.
It doesn't take much. You start talking about the band, you start talking about anything purple, you know, Jeff, I'm on board.
Good. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if Dave's older than I am.
I think I am. I don't know how old you are, but I'm just going to go with it. I feel like I'm, you know, I think that you, I think there's, in the progressive order, it's you, me, and then Dirt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and in radio, it's not the years, it's the miles. So,
yeah, that's
it's the waves.
It's the waves.
It's the waves. See what I did there? Yeah, and we're not referring to hair or water or the you know, celebratory Miss America wave in the parade.
Yes.
Well, Jeff, sure appreciate it. Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll have a good semester here for the students.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're looking forward to getting back to semi-normal. So thank you.
All right. That'll wrap up In Focus here today. We'll have Ascension via Christie Hospital on the program tomorrow.
Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh with Todd Herman, guest hosting for Rush today. Then Dan Patrick and the game this afternoon. Royals are off. This is KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas. It's 10 a.m. Good morning.